Early edition, time to check in with George Volkey. Take a look at your money, tools, tips, and tricks to borrow smarter, pay it off quicker. I know that without a doubt, television is going to be saturated with ads, and probably you're going to get direct texts on your Facebook page or wherever from people who want you to buy RRSPs.
Ah, it's that week again.
It is.
Yeah, feeling that pressure to contribute to RRSPs with hundreds of TV ads. But, you know, just take a deep breath and stop and think for a second. Last week, the National Post and BMO had a survey that came out that shows when we put money into RRSPs and tax-free savings account, where exactly that's going. 57% of all the money is sitting there in cash, and 23% is sitting in GICs. Over 80% of the money is just sitting there. The no-service big banks have spent millions of dollars this month to guilt you into contributing to your RRSP, and you probably did it. But 80% of that money stays there and makes you no return? That is insane. At a 0.5% interest, which is probably what you're getting on a, you know, vanilla savings account, your money is going to double in 140 years. Even if you're getting a 1% GIC, your money is going to double in 70 years. Do the math. Is that when you're retiring?
Yeah, when you start to put it into the 144-year window, suddenly everything that you've been preaching over the past years is suddenly coming clear and making all the sense in the world.
Banks are like airports. You go to the airport in order to go someplace. You don't go to the airport just to hang around there for a couple of weeks. Banks are places to park your money for a bit, to have a checking account, and to have your emergency savings. Banks are not the places to invest. Think of it this way. You donate $5,000 of RRSP money to a teller or maybe someone in a fancy office that's on commission. But banks keep less than 10% of that money in cash. That big vault you see has less than 10% of cash sitting in it. More than 90% of the money that you contribute, which is just sitting there in cash and GICs, is lent right back out on a 4% mortgage, a 6% car loan, or a 20% credit card. So the banks sure know what to do to make their money grow, and it's almost all free money. What I mean by free money is it's the best legal scam in the world. You get a 0.5% because you're obviously fine with the 0.5%. They lend it out and make between 4 and 20%. That's really great if you're the bank. It's really lousy if it's you. If you own a clothing store, what's your biggest expense? It's getting clothes into inventory that you can sell at retail.
Mm-hmm.
If you own a gas station, what's your biggest expense? It's getting gas at wholesale into the tanks that you can sell at a profit. But when 80% of the money is not making you return, it's as though you've given the banks free money to lend out or the clothing store free inventory they can sell and keep the profits from.
What you're really telling us... Yeah, I was going to say what you're really telling us is that we are chickens waiting to be plucked.
Yeah, and you know, we're going to run out of time. I'll talk about some investment tips and tricks and alternatives to actually make your money grow instead of helping the banks grow their $10 billion a year in profit. But to add insult to injury, one more thing. You probably have debts that you're paying interest on. So on one hand, you're locking up $5,000 that you took a lot of time to accumulate with no returns, while on the other hand paying 4 to 20% out in interest. What's the best way for lenders to make sure that you're never, ever going to pay off your debts? It's to keep you broke. And when you pay money into your RRSP, you have a lot less other money to pay on your debts. That's a no-brainer because you and I don't have an unlimited amount of income. So the banks not only right now get free money they can relend, they're also making sure that you won't become debt-free for a long time, and that locks in the profits because the interest you're paying.
Okay, very quickly, I have a minute to play with here. And what about the strategy that basically says, go to the bank, borrow the money, just let's pick a number, let's borrow $5,000 and put it into an RRSP to meet the deadline.
Right, and what's the one wrong word in that sentence, Phil?
Well, hang on. I used the word, the B word. I used the borrow word. But then when we get our refund check, Then we take it and apply that back against the money that we borrowed. We've got an RRSP contribution. We've taken one small, tiny step towards a happy, happy retirement in 100 years. And we've reduced the loan by maybe $3,000. So I only owe two, and the payments aren't that big.
For someone that doesn't have debts, if you need to borrow for an RRSP, do it. If you have the discipline to actually sign the back of that check and pay off the loan. The loan's costing you 3 or 4%, you're making a 0.5% return. If you have, borrowing has worked really well so far for most people, which is why we have 160% debt for every dollar we make. Mm-hmm. Borrowing to invest, just start investing March 1st and take your return next year when you have real money.
George Balke, with some sound financial advice, you're going to be pressured over the next little while to make an RRSP loan and max out your contribution, or at least make a small contribution towards your future. Listen to his advice. If you'd like to know more, just go to Google and type in yourmoneybook.com, yourmoneybook, one word, .com.